It's going great, Mark. Place is buzzing. You can see out there tonight. Look, our academy are training. The shop is open below. It's great. The team is in a good place. No injuries. One or two niggling injuries from the semi-final win over Douglas. But you always get that, fellas. We stiff and sore. But there's no physios and no doctors involved. Fellas are in a great place. Their heads are right. We're going to train hard again this week. The knees off towards the end of the weekend and be ready for the challenge they're going to bring. Because, look, they've played in four county finals in their history and they've won three, so they have a great record in county finals. They have a very, very good team. Felt they should have beat Sarahs in 2014. That's a challenge for us. We've got to meet it head on and go deliver our performance and see where we are.
So Richie, there's no major injury doubts in the panel?
No, Mark, there's not. Just one or two nagging injuries. Fellas, stiff and sore from the semi-final. And, like, you get that for a week or 10 days. Fellas with bruised hips and bruised legs and stuff like that. But look, no excuses from us. We have two injuries to the panel, which were lost to the intermediate team. Barry Hackett did his crucial in the year, and Keith McCarthy went over his ankle, so he's in plaster. So they're a loss to the panel. But we're looking up for our starting 15, and one or two subs that we've used are all fit and healthy.
And to look back at your Richie, you started off the start of the year. Was it hard to refocus the group after the win last year?
It wasn't, Mark, but we thought it would have been. We just thought that when we came back training and playing matches that the team would be still on a high, still celebrating. And look, that's fine, because it was a fierce achievement for them. But when we came back training and playing a couple of matches, it wasn't a problem or an issue. And we felt that, geez, we can go places again, because this team want more. And we had an issue with one or two players, all right, that they were kind of living in the past. And we spoke to them, we addressed it, looked at if they want to be part of it and want to be involved with the team going forward, look, we're not going to follow up with you, but you just won't be playing. You'd be sitting in the dugout and you'd be wondering why you're not playing. We're telling you now that if you don't buck up, you won't be in the starting 15. And look, that was, they took it on the chin, felt that we were trying to better the team and push the team forward, and that's what we do. We always look forward. And like, when it's nice to be able to look back and reflect at times, but we're focusing on Aaron's Own, and we're going to hit the ground running against Aaron's Own and see where we are after 60 minutes.
You started off the year with a comfortable win against Carberry and then those two epics against Sarahs.
Yeah, it was. And look, ourselves and Sarahs, the games took on a life of their own, because we always felt that we were Sarahs' biggest challengers. They're the best team in Cork for 8 or 9 years, and we all felt we were the second best team. And that was a focus for us, that if we stuck at it and say Sarahs were to slip away, we might pick up one. And now, getting into the final last year against Sarahs, it was a bit of a worry, but we had issues in 2014 that we didn't have in 2015. We were poles apart in preparation. We had no injuries, no concerns. And look, we just went and delivered a performance from ourselves, because I felt the team deserved that. And it was great to win a county, because the players deserve one.
And the replay against Sarahs this year, to come from 11 points down that one.
Yeah, but look, I suppose we were 11 points down coming to half time. And like, if Sarahs could go 11 points up in the first half, why couldn't we go 11 points up in the second half? Yeah. And you know, because that was our kind of our mindset, that if you're 4 points up, you push from five, you go 5-6 points up. If you're 8 points down, as I say, if you're 10 points down with 10 minutes to go, and the game is gone from you, you try and lose by 5 or 6 or 3 or 4. You fight and you don't give up, and it works for us. But as long as the clock is ticking, you have time, and you have time, anything's possible.
And I suppose that Sarah's game, that was a game, whoever came through that one was going to have a lot of momentum for the rest of the championship.
Yeah, it was, because, as I can say, you were looking at the two best teams over the last 3 or 4 years, and look, it wasn't knockout, but we didn't celebrate too hard. We focused the players' minds very, very fast. I remember in the dressing room that night, because we could meet Sarah's again. We were thinking that we need to play this down, stay focused, because if we lose the run of ourselves, we can meet Sarahs again if it's not out, so we need to be ready for it. And it worked, you know, and it got us mentally right, because the Carberry match was a bit of a mismatch. And when we drew Sarahs in the second round, it focused us and got us mentally right, you know. But then we had a 7-week gap to Bishopstown, and that was a big gap and a big hurdle to overcome, but we had the experience to deal with that. So Bishopstown brought a serious challenge, but again, it focused us and got us ready. We weren't sharp on the night, but we had to pull out all our skills to get over the line, and thankfully we had that level of skill to do that.
Use that character in the team again to finish well.
Yeah, but again, that goes back to, look, if the clock is ticking, you have time. You don't panic, you don't be looking at the scoreboard, you think of the next ball, you try and get the next score. If you're 4 points up, 4 points down, so what? You keep going, and you tally the scores after 60 minutes, and if you have more, you win. If you don't, obviously you lose.
And Richie, that's a trait of this team, they keep going right to the end.
Yeah, because look, you have to, Mark, and it's sport. We all play sport for enjoyment and to win, you know. So you have time to change things. A ball could fall right for you, a ball could fall wrong for you. You have time, and you just focus on the next ball. You keep going, especially in hurling. You could get 2 or 3 goals in the blink of an eye, and you're back in the game. And it's always about driving on and go and win your patches at those players. There's 15 battles. If you could win 8 or 9 or 10 of them, you're halfway there.
And in Douglas in the semi-final, when they came back at you just found that gear again to drive on.
Yeah, look, and again, that's the players, that caliber players that we have. Like, we were worried about 1 or 2 players going into that game, and again, we didn't address that with the players, but we felt 1 or 2 players weren't right going into that match. We showed loyalty and to them, because they haven't left us down before, and they put in a huge performance, and it was great for them, because Douglas brought a serious challenge. They're an up-and-coming team, you know, just that we have the bit of experience, the bit of the older guys, the Graham Canlins, the Gavin Mylands, Don Cronins, then you've thrown Patrick and Stephen. We have that bit of experience, and I felt like Owen Cadigan was a huge loss to Douglas, that if he was there, he could have steadied the ship for him. But you need everybody right. Any weakness going into a match obviously is a weakness, and the teams will expose that. And like, I felt the loss of Owen Cadigan was a big loss for Douglas. But look, again, we focused on ourselves, we had everybody right, we went and delivered our performance, and we were lucky to get over the line against Douglas.
And the panel seems to be really strong as well at the moment. You're able to handle losses. You're missing Graham at the start of the year and Ben Murphy last week.
Yeah, we have, because look, our 21s are in the semi-final of a county as well, so there's good young fellas there. But like, you don't want to be exposing them too early to big matches, because you're putting too much pressure on them, you know. So we're able to slot fellas in and give around experienced guys, and they'd look after them. But look, that's because the 21 team last minor county was 3 years ago at the Black Rock. So there's good fellas there. We've a couple of good minors coming through. But it goes all down to the players. They want to play themselves. They want to go and do the best for themselves in Glen Rovers. And it makes our job, Mark, very easy, because they're focused, they want to do things, and it's great to be involved with them.
And Richie, on a personal level, what was it like last year to win that county title?
I thought it'd be better, to be honest. I suppose the sense of achievement kicked in, and you're sitting back and you're soaking it all in, and it was mighty. It was, but look, it's in the past. It was great to celebrate, and we did celebrate, and it was fully deserved. But look, we're focusing on Aaron's own now. Looking ahead, it's nice to reflect on what we did in the past. But look, that's the rock we perish on. If we focus too much on the past, we're going to meet Aaron's own now head on. We're going to go and deliver our performance, and that's the plan, to deliver our performance and see where we are after 60 minutes.
Is it a matter of Richie learning from the past but not thinking too much about it?
Yeah, look. You have to think of the past and learn from your losses and your experiences, but you have to apply them in the future, and that's what we try and do. Like, we never addressed 2014, we haven't addressed 2015. The feel-good factor is there, which is great, but like, we don't go around singing the players' praises, just like we didn't go around giving up to them in 2014. It galvanised us, it made us stronger as a team, gives us more characters, and we bring all that into the future. And going into the county final, the thing now is to get fellas fit, talk to them, see what they say. You might pick up little things that they're saying wrong. You might see their mindset or what they're saying wrong, and we correct that very, very fast. We deliver our message as a management team to the players very early in the week, and they know what we want, where we're going, what is expected of them. And the thing is to get themselves right, go win their patch on the field, and that's their starting point, not the occasion, right, like that. When the ball goes into you and me, let's get along and see where we go.
And does the back-to-back, does that come into it at all?
No, because like, our monkey was to win a county. We've done that now, and it'd be great to win it. But look, like I said, Aaron's one of a serious record in county finals, 3 out of 4. That's a huge return for a club. We wouldn't be too worried about back to back. It's a game for us. We'll go and do our thing, and if we win, we win 2 in a row. If we don't, as I said to the players, if we don't win, we've only won 1 in 3 years. So look, it's 50-50 which way it's going to go, but we just focus on ourselves for 60 minutes and leave history look after itself.
And tactically, what sort of game are you expecting?
It's going to be tough, I think, because Aaron's one of some big players as well, physical players, which we'd have, you know. Traditionally, we would be very 15-on-15. I think Aaron's own would be the same. So Aaron's own score big, and we can score big, so it could be a high scoring game. But then again, like, Champions is one in defences, so we'll be keeping it tight at the backs, just like themselves. So you just don't know till the ball goes in what way the weather is going to be. I just hope that it's a good advertisement for Cork hurling, because I think we lifted things last year, especially for City hurling, and it'd be great to get a great game again from two clubs and made the best team win.
And two great free takers on both sides as well. You've Owen Murphy for Aaron's Own, you've Patrick Cork and yourselves.
Yeah, definitely. Look, you have to have a free taker. Like we saw it against Douglas semi final. Like, unfortunately, yeah. If you miss one or two frees early in the match, it does affect you. But look, that comes just with practice, as I said to Patrick, like, and the lads be with him taking frees here on the field, and they all think they can take frees. I said, I can score frees, but the free taker is defined on when you need it, can you get it? You know, and we're looking to Patrick can do that, and so can Kieran for the Aaron's Own. Look, they're serious free takers. We'll be trying to not give away frees, and they'll be doing the same thing. But look, at times you've got to give away a free. Look, you have to have a free taker. It's essential in hurling. If you don't have a free taker, you're under pressure straight away.
And you seem to have a great balance across the team. Great defence, great in midfield, and forwards to get the points as well.
Yeah, but again, look, that comes with, like, we're on the road now together with the players for 3 years, and we've played, I don't know, 18 or 19 championship matches and league matches, the whole lot. So we've played a lot of matches together, and the players know what's expected of them, what we want from them, and it just builds character, it builds spirit. But look, however long that lasts is up to ourselves and the players. Soon, like, even last year when I was asked by players, was I staying on? And I said, look, I'm not going to answer that. You decide that. What do you want to do? If you want to drive on, I'll drive on with you. The day you give up is the day I give up. So it's a good relationship with the players. Like, I have no magic wand. It's about the players putting in the effort, wanting to do it. And if they want to do it, then I want to be involved with them, helping them to do it. So it's always been about the players, and the players drive the club forward, and that's what you want. Because if you are trying to lead the players, I don't want that. I want the players to lead, and we will help them along the way, and that's what works for us.
So Richie, final thoughts on the final next week? Do you think you're going to do it?
I hope so, Mark. And look, you just don't know. We're going to train this week now. We're going to get ourselves right. We've no injuries at the moment, but that could happen. You could get a fellow who could follow home or have an accident at work. So fingers crossed we'll have a clean bill of health. It'll be tricky enough to pick the team, because we have subs that came on the last time. The Ben Murphy factor comes into it. Calvin Healy played for Ben the last time. He was outstanding. So we just don't know what we're going to do, but we'll analyse that later in the week. But look, we certainly do want to win it. But look, so do we on zone. Someone is going to be disappointed. But we'll just focus on getting ourselves right. Go deliver our performance, and if it's good enough, it's good enough.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to get there again. Obviously being in third one in a row is a great achievement. Like, but at the same time, I think our players, like, you know, want a bit more than that, and you know, we'll do everything we can to win the game Sunday. We know we're going to be up against it, but we'll give it our best shot anyway and see where it gets us.
And how hard is it to get back to a final?
Oh, it's unreal. Like, this team, we played some great teams to get there. Like, but it's going to be the same Sunday, and we know how good Aaron's Own are. Like, and the players they have, how dangerous they can be. And I just think awful is, you know, we just work really hard together, and you know, hopefully the result will go our way.
And earlier in the championship, those two games against Sarves are probably two of the best games in the championship seen in a long while.
Yeah, they were unreal. Like even after, I thought, like, whoever was gonna lose the second game probably wouldn't have lasted too much longer, and it did work out that way, because there was so much put into the two games, like, that, you know, at least we had something to go on having won the game. Like, we had something to keep driving on after, but you know, it was two unbelievable games, like, and you know, it probably set us up for the year as well.
How much momentum did you get from it?
I think this team has momentum. Like, we'd won blip in 3 years, like the county final 2 years ago, and you know, that's the only blip I can see that we had. Like, and we're just really consistent. We just go out every day and, you know, train hard and try play hard, and you know, we're getting the results we're looking for at the moment. Like, and hopefully that can continue.
And Patrick, I suppose after a disappointing year with Cork, when you come back to the club, it really lifts the spirits again, does it?
Oh yeah, you know, you can't be to come back to the. The boys, like, you know, you always want to play with your friends like that, and you know, it was disappointing, you're obviously for Cork, but you know, that's something else to think about for another day. Like, you know, we're just concentrating on the Glen for now, and you know, hopefully we can do it on a Sunday, like, and we'll be doing everything we can to do it, and just hopefully we can do it.
And I'd say the memories of last year are still fresh, Patrick, after that county final win.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling, obviously, winning it, and fellas are looking to have the same feeling this year. And, you know, I think we're putting in the hard work, it's not easy. Like, even when you get to a final, the work is not even half done. And we'll see what happens Sunday. But we'll be hoping that we can get the result we're looking for.
And I suppose at the start of the year, was hunger possibly an issue when going for back to back after ending that 26-year wait last year?
No, I think winning it last year, I think, is after having the opposite effect on us. Like, I think it's. I remember waking up, I don't know, was it a day or two after, with a couple of messages from a few of the players, saying, you know, when are we preparing for next year, kind of thing already. And it's fellas are after getting a taste of it, and I just don't think they want to let that feeling go. It's a great thing to have, what we have at the moment, and hopefully we can keep it up.
And Patrick, this is your fourth final. How far has this group come from 2010?
Well, we were really good side in 2010 as well, and I just think we went off the rails for 2 years after. But I think this team always had the capability of being a good side and playing well consistently. And it's only the last 3 years that we've proven that. But we always have the talent in the team, and there's a good blend of younger fellas and older fellas together now as well. Everyone gets on with everyone on the team, it's just a good way to have it.
You seem to finish games very strong as well, the Bishopstown game and the Douglas game last week. You always seem to find an extra gear. Where does that come from?
Yeah, I'm not sure actually, but I do know one thing is Ian and Dave Moriarty's trainings they're not easy. And if you get through one of them, you can be sure you're going to be fit. So I think they have to take a lot of credit for our fitness.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we finish games, because their training is so good and intense that we can find out whatever we need at the end and push on. But hopefully we won't need to come back from anything like that on Sunday. Hopefully we can get off to a good start and see where it takes us from there.
And that stands to you when games are under balance, for you, that extra bit of fitness?
Yeah, it's I think it's something that the boys they talk about a lot between themselves, but we just do the training they tell us to do. But I think that it comes down to it a lot, that their training is what gets us so fit, and I think they've taken big credit for it.
And Aaron's 0-0 in the final. They're a team that's been around a long while.
Yeah, they've been in their own finals a couple of years back as well. We know how dangerous they can be and how good their players are. And we're going down Sunday and we're just thinking it's a 50-50 game, and we're going to work hard and see where it gets us.
I suppose they're a team that's always seen as underdogs, but it's no surprise really to see them in the final.
Yeah, they're no different than us. We've been underdogs, and we've still been underdogs this year, a lot of the year. So I don't know, what will we be underdogs next week? I don't know, we might be, it doesn't matter. We don't read into any of that. We know how good they are ourselves in our dressing room, and we know how hard the task is going to be, and we're going to try everything in our power to beat them, and it's not going to be easy.
And going into a final, Patrick, it's like to lose one, and it's like to win one. Will that make a difference next Sunday?
Well, I do know that winning it feels better than not winning anyway, so I think we're just going to, no one wants the feeling of losing the county final, no one around, so we're just going to be giving it everything we have to get the win, we'll do whatever it takes, but it's not going to be easy, and we're going to be up against it, I know.
How would you prepare, Patrick, for the big games?
No, I don't do anything crazy anyway, just same as everyone else. I just get through the week training and relax, so that's about it.
And the county final, does it bring a bit of extra pressure, the whole build up to it?
No, not with our team. We all know what's expected of us, whoever's going out in the field, and there's no added pressure on anyone. Everyone has their own job to do, and they know what the job is, and they just try to do whatever they're asked. And if 15 fellas can do it, hopefully we'll be after winning by the end of the day.
And Patrick, do you think you're going to do it?
Well, I don't know, but I know how good they are, and I know how good we are as well. There's no doubt in that. I know we're a good side, but I do know how good they are, and it's going to be a really hard game, and I really do think it's 50-50, and that's we haven't played them in championship for about two, three years anyway, I'd say. But no, we know the players they have and we know how good they are, so we'll see Sunday, but we know they're a serious side.
Yeah, I suppose, look, it's starting to hit home now, what we're at, I suppose, and look, we've got a week and a bit to go, so look, the buzz is building around the club and around the community in Mojave, so just looking forward to now.
Coming off the back of a good win against Douglas last week.
Yeah, look, we were delighted to get over the line, to be honest. We knew Douglas were kind of a young, quick team, so like, we knew we had to be at our best, and to be fair, we played quite well, I suppose, just to get over the line.
And to get to the third county final in a row, what's that like for the group?
Yeah, look, it's a fair achievement, in fairness, obviously, but look, there's no point in getting the county finals unless you win them, and look, we've won one and last one, so we know what we want to do next Sunday.
And Graham, what was it like last year when you lifted that trophy?
Look, it was amazing, but it was, I'm so long on the road now, it was probably a bit more relief, and it didn't sink in really to probably during the winter, really, what we kind of achieved after such a long period of time, but at the moment, I suppose it felt like relief.
And the first one in 26 years as well, it was such an occasion that day.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez, we were coming through Blackpool there, and like the amount of people around beeping horns and waving flags and what have you, and coming back up to the club there with the cup, it was unbelievable looking back at it now.
I remember seeing the video last year, Graham. Did you walk from Parker Inn, I think, out to the club afterwards with the cup?
We got as far as Christy Ring Bridge, and we walked over Christy Ring Bridge, and then we got back on the bus, and we walked up the hill then there from Blackpool. And we just actually kind of had a quiet moment of coming up Spring Lane there, which was just the players, and it was a quite enjoyable moment before we hit the mayhem again in the club. So it was a brilliant time.
I suppose after 2014 as well, it showed the character of the team to bounce back and win it last year.
Yeah, look, thankfully, I'll be honest, I said it last year when we were interviewed before the final, we kind of just put 2014 behind us because there was no good going to come over. It was just something to forget about really and drive on again. And it was all, I suppose it was a good thing that we met the same opponents and we had plenty to go with then, you know.
Did 2014 galvanise the group?
I think it did, as I said, like I think we just forgot about it in a way and just drove on because we just kind of forgot about 2014 and took 2015 as a new year, and look, we did kind of promise ourselves that it wouldn't happen again, and that was part of our thing going out 2015, was that look, we wouldn't show ourselves up again, whatever, win the game, but we wouldn't show ourselves up and we'd give it our all, and thankfully it was enough in the day. So.
And Graham, this year you missed the start of the year, didn't you, through injury?
Yeah, it's just another niggling injury to add to the collection, I'll be honest. And but look, thankfully, I seem to be over it again at the right time of year, so hopefully we'll be fine by Sunday.
You were out for a while, what was the problem?
Yeah, I just had a bit of a calf injury, really, and I've had hamstring injuries as well, so I didn't want to be taking any chances, kind of, because if it went again, I was going to be out for a long period of time, so I just needed to get it right for this time of year, really.
You missed the Sars game, the draw.
I missed the two Sars games, unfortunately. They're probably games you want to be involved in, but I suppose I didn't want to be involved. I mean, we were 11 points down at half time, maybe. So, look, thankfully, the lads drove on, and in fairness, they were great. Two great games, and in fairness, thankfully, we could come on top. You know?
And I think the confidence the lads got from that win, it must have drove them on for this year again, like for the latter stages.
Absolutely. Look, any day you get over Sars is a good day, obviously. And in fairness, the first day was, again, I suppose it was earlier on in the championship. Like, so, two teams were probably building towards something, but we knew, and they knew it was that we had a big game or whatever, and obviously, there was a bit of history between the two teams and things like that, so to get over that was a big hurdle for us. Eh?
There were probably two of the best games in the senior championship in a long while.
Yeah, unfortunately, to watch both of them now, but no, they were fantastic games. In fairness, like the hurling that was played in some one great conditions, one of the games, the hurling that was played was unbelievable. In fairness, all the both teams, and like, as I said, thankfully we came out on top. So
you seem to find an extra gear from somewhere when games are under balance. Where does that come from?
I suppose, look, it's just probably you want to do it. I suppose we do a lot of fitness work as well, and I'm sure Sarah's do, but look, Dave Moriarty does a lot of fitness work with us there, and it's coming into the last 10 minutes, we seem fairly strong, so you can't put it down to fitness, but you have to want it as well, I suppose.
And the quarter-final against Bishopstown, that was another game where you finished well.
Yeah, look, that was a huge physical battle for us, to be honest. I said earlier in the interview there that Bishopstown kind of surprised us, I suppose. They came out of the blocks, they were after playing two games previous to us, and we wanted to play Nanny coming in the weeks previous, so we were kind of a little bit cold coming in probably, and in fairness, pitchers came at us, they were 7 points up, but as you said, look, thankfully we came strong in the second half and managed to get over the line.
You had that gap after the Sarves game to the Bishopstown game.
Yeah, look, that can be a bad thing as well, and as I said, you know, we were going into the game quite cold, and it does take a bit of time to get into a championship and get up to the pace of it, and Bishopstown started very quickly, and in fairness, it hit us for 7 points, you know, so we were under big pressure, especially after getting a man sent off as well. But thankfully, look, we had enough in the end. So.
And the semi-final last week against Douglas, he seemed to drive on. When Dave seemed to come back into the game, he kicked on again.
Yeah, in fairness, they did come back into that. They got a goal there that probably gave them a sniff of victory, I suppose. But look, we have a lot of experienced players on our team, I suppose. And Douglas probably are quite young, but probably young in there along the road to their development, you know. So thankfully, we had enough experience just to get there, you know.
And what's it like going into a county final as defending champions now?
I suppose it's probably unusual, I suppose, for us anyway, I can tell you. But we probably don't think about last year that you are defending champions. You kind of just think about the game that's in it, I suppose. We see Arizona in front of us. I don't think they see the champions, and I think they just want to win the game, and we're something similar, obviously.
And they're very dangerous, Arizona. A lot of experience in that team.
Absolutely. Look, a lot of the team would have two county medals from a couple of years back now, and I know a few of the lads, you know, they're around the block a while, and they're, you know, they're experienced, they're cute, they know how to play the game, you know, and they know how to win, which is hugely important as well. But look, hopefully we can stand up to them and see what comes of it.
Were you surprised they beat Middleton?
No, I wasn't. Like, look, obviously Middleton are a very strong team, but I know a lot of the Arizona lads, and they are winners, to be fair to them, so I wasn't totally surprised. I know the bookies probably had Middleton as favourites, but when you look at the Middleton team, probably rightly so, but at the same time, look, when one team wants it more than the other, like, they usually win the games, you know.
And Arizona, that sort of team, I suppose, every year people tip them as dark horses.
Yeah, I suppose they've always been called dark horses, but they reach the semi-final every year. I don't think you're a dark horse if you're getting the semi-finals and finals. But obviously, as I said, they've players who've won two counties, so look, they're well lived to know, and they know how to win games, and they're an experienced side, and they know how to play the game as well. Keep it nice and simple, probably something similar to ourselves. They're a fairly direct team, physical team, you know. They have a lot of big players in big positions, you know. So look, we'll have our hands full on Sunday, we know that, but at the same time, look, we're going to become all guns blazing as well.
And what sort of a game are you expecting?
I think it'll be a fairly physical game. Like, you know, it might be low scoring. I don't know. A lot would depend on the conditions, I suppose. We're looking at trying to look at the weather forecast now, but you know, I don't know what you're going to be guessing there, obviously. But look, hopefully it'll be a good day and a good game of hurling will be played as well. So.
And Graham, how would you enjoy all this, the build-up in the week before the county final?
I don't know. This was different, I suppose, a couple of years ago. We didn't have time to enjoy it when we were playing nearly every week, but it was the 2 week break now to give it a chance to take everything in. It was, you know, see all the bunting around the club and the kids around the club and things like that. So it's quite enjoyable, obviously. But look, we have to concentrate on the game ahead, obviously.
And there's a good buzz around the club as well at the moment.
Absolutely, there's huge numbers around the place. And look, that's what it's all about as well, bringing kids into the club and things like that. And obviously, look, there's big crowds at training sessions and things that cheering us on, which is all brilliant again. But again, I suppose we have to kind of just focus on our job at hand. You know?
And the intermediates, the under-21s, the under-15s, are going well this year as well.
Yeah, look, it's just been one of those years where everything has kind of come together. Really, I suppose we've been at it for a long time now, and things you just need a bit of luck as well just to get over the line. And in fairness, the lads done a fantastic job with the intermediates there and the players there. Like, they've lost a lot of players to the senior time, maybe five or six players who would have started their first game but haven't played in the recent games, but they're doing a great job. And as well with the 21s as well, they're flying as well, so it's all good at the moment.
And some of the younger lads in the senior panel, would you have a word with them now, Graham, to kind of settle their nerves ahead of a county final or give them any sort of a pep talk?
To be honest now, a few of the younger lads wouldn't be listening to me too much. They'd be confident enough in their own right. So I know, look, the experience obviously of the last 2 years has stand them in good stead. They know how to win one, they know how to lose one, so I don't need to say too much. I'm just leaving drive on and leave them at it, you know.
And Graham, this is your fourth county final?
That's correct. We 2010, I think, was the first one, and obviously the last two, and obviously this year. But look, as I said, we know how to win and we know how to lose, and I know where I want to be on Sunday, you know.
And do you think this is the best team you've played with in those four county finals? They're more mature now going into the final?
Yeah, I do, absolutely, because I look at it there, we have players on the bench that I know would play on any team in the county, in fairness. And look, the selectors have a big call to make on one or two positions there, and one or two players coming back and things like that, which is, it's going to be very tough. But look, it's a good problem to have, I suppose.
Feeling confident?
Tentative, I suppose. You won't say confident. The Arizona are a big team that's standing in front of us, but hopefully we'll have enough to get over the line.
The club is in a great place at the moment. We're back into our third final. The intermediate team, who took a big decision to go up this year, are getting ready for a semi-final tomorrow, and our under-21s are getting ready for a county semi-final. Like, if you told us that at the start of the year, people would have bit the hand off, like. So it's great. The club is in a great place, like, to see the kids around the place there now, and for the triadle teams to be competing at this time of the year, it's super. Like,
what did the win last year do for the club?
It gave it this massive, massive lift. I suppose one thing that I would say about it is that it brought guys who were probably on the panel last year and not usually involved, have really kind of driven on, and I suppose you can see that now in our intermediate team. I think we're after using 22 or 23 in the senior team this year, and like, we're still competing then at intermediate. So it's a huge lift there. Our Fela team were in the All-Ireland Fela final, so they obviously got a big lift from it. So it's great, it's great.
You can see numbers-wise across the start of the year, we need a couple of injuries. Of course, Graham was out, and you were able to handle that.
Yeah, I mean, like, we went into the second game against Sars, minus three of the backs that played in the county final last year, and it was seamless, you know what I mean? The lads were so confident in some of the younger fellas. We started Stephen MacDonald as a forward the same night. No, he went back there in the end into full back. But you had Adam Lynch, Adam O'Donovan, these guys are only 20, but just stepped in, not a bother to them. So it's great. Like, there's huge, huge potential there in guys coming through. And it was probably important that we saw them stepping up, that they didn't just rest on the laurels of kind of being happy to be involved last year. And they haven't, to be fair. Like, so there's great credit due to them.
The hunger is still there, is it?
It is, and I suppose it's a question being asked of, like, we won it last year, and would the hunger still be there? I still think 2014 haunts us a bit. And last year we corrected it a bit, but I still think we feel we're a good team. And to get that straight, like, it would be great to go back to back. And that hunger was there, like, it hasn't been done in a long time. I suppose we probably came in under the radar this year even, after winning it last year. I think kind of bookies at the start of the year, you would have got nice odds on us. We were about fourth favourites, but we have confidence in ourselves. We've an unbelievable backroom team. We've a great coach in Dave Moriarty from Limerick. So the hunger was there, the drive was all there. There wasn't any stage during the year that you would have questioned, like, with the mentality of fellas. So it's been great all year, and the focus, and I think the fact that we have a panel now, the training has been up hugely. I mean, Ben Murphy was suspended for the last day. Like, Calvin Healy came in and was super, like, so the lads have a decision there. As I said, Adam Lynch, Adam O'Donovan, like, Mark Dooley, Glenn Kenefick. Glenn Kenefick played every game in 2014 as a minor, and, like, he's coming on now making an impact, so it's great.
You see Conor Doris as well, of course, coming in last year, having a brilliant game.
Yeah, but sure, look, Doris is more than capable of that all the time, but I think he just sets himself up for kind of the big occasions. He doesn't like these kind of Mickey Mouse League matches and stuff like that, so he mightn't do himself any favours there, but... no better fella like him. Once he has a ball in his hand, he'll score from anywhere. Like, for a guy to get 6 points in the county semi-final is incredible. He hadn't started against Bishopstown, he hadn't started the second day against Sarr, so, like, he's coming right at the right time, which, as kind of Richie preaches to us, like, you need to be right for when it matters, and Darragh certainly lived up to that the last inning. He won't be shying telling anyone that either, to be fair.
And you have a good midfield partnership yourself and David Noonan there.
Yeah, I kind of just hang around the middle. The legs don't take me as far as I like him to know, but there's times I'm probably looking to see where he's gone, because he never stops. But I suppose, yeah, he's 21, but we've been probably playing together around the last 3 years there, so we kind of know each other's game now, and it's good, like... I suppose you need to have that kind of understanding when you're playing midfield with someone, of where he's going to gallop to, or where he's going to do, or kind of know his game a bit, and we have a great understanding, so it's definitely a help. We have a good settled team, and I suppose it works well with our half-back line has been kind of set in stone the last couple of years there now as well and stuff, and it just helps really big time.
It seems to be a very solid unit.
I suppose that's what we are. People probably would have looked at Middleton and Douglas and that, they probably would have had a few more stand-up players than us. But I think going into next Sunday, you're looking at two teams that are solid units. I think Aaron's Own are similar to ourselves in that they have a very good 15, they have good guys to come in, and I think we're the same. I don't think we have anybody that can really be exploited, or neither have they. So it's just going to be all on today. But I think, like, the two teams that are in the final are there because of their consistency across their whole teams. Like,
I suppose it was a surprise... Aaron's Own beat Middleton, but it's no surprise to see Aaron's Own in the final, really.
No, not at all. Like, they were beaten, unlucky not to beat Sars last year, so they could have just as easily been in the final. They always go well in the league. I suppose they don't have anybody involved with Cork, really, which gives them, they have access to their players all year round, which I think is a big thing to build up kind of team morale and stuff like that. That has probably helped us this year with the lads coming back kind of early from Cork. But no surprise at all. I know kind of Middleton were favourites last week, but I definitely had a hunch that Aaron's Own would get over the line because of their spread throughout the whole field, whereas probably Middleton are probably a couple of more standouts than they have.
And it's ironic, you're facing them going for back-to-back, and they're the last team to do back-to-back.
Yeah, and I suppose probably a lot of their players that did back-to-back are going to be involved next Sunday, so they'll be trying their damnedest to keep their record intact. But look, it's great to be going... For that, if you had told us after 2014 that we'd now be going for back-to-back county titles, we wouldn't have envisioned, I don't think. hasn't been done in a while. As you say, Aaron's on with the last crowd, so look, we'll be going out all guns blazing to get the job done.
It shows the character of this team, I suppose, the way you bounced back from 2014 and the possibility, you know, of going for back-to-back.
Yeah, it does. I suppose we met here in early January 2015, and like, there was two ways we could have gone. We could have absolutely crumbled on the back of what happened in 2014. But we had a belief that we weren't going to have to turn into a bad team overnight. We had gotten to a county final. We had beaten good teams to get there in 2014. We didn't turn up on the day. We'd hold our hands up there. We know that. Things just went wrong from the get-go that day, and we never recovered it. But we kind of had a meeting here in the lounge, and we kind of just said, look, are we going to drive on, or are we going to take a step backwards? And I suppose with the impetus of the younger fellas coming through, we kind of felt that we could drive on. And look, we just took every game as it came in 2014 and ended up with Sarahs in the final, and I suppose there was a huge motivating factor there. There's no denying that. They had played Aaron's Own in a replay the Saturday previous, and it's hard to go to 2 weeks in a row. We had that in 2014. But, yeah, we certainly used it as a motivating factor, and to get back here again, it's great. But the character shown, there's unbelievable character on the team. You go right through, like, Steve MacDonald is a Cork captain, Patrick is a former Cork captain, Graham was involved with Cork for years, probably unlucky not to get a game because of the half-back line that was there with Sean O, Curran and Gardner, probably being one of the best club players in Cork for years and years. Paddy Cunningham the same, being involved with Cork City Hurlers. So there's characters everywhere. Brian Mylan is good enough to be involved with Cork. Like, I could go on and keep going on. Gavin Mylan is probably totally unsung. He's never beaten as a cornerback. So there's huge character there. There's huge loyalty here to the club. The place means an awful lot to us. And I suppose that's probably shown in the way that we play, and when we bring our game, like, I suppose it's full of kind of character, and it's full of, as Richie calls it, Glenn Horland.
And Graham, he's a real inspirational captain as well, isn't he? I remember his point early in the county final last year kind of set the tone for the game.
Yeah, look, to me, we talk about kind of the great Glenn players. To me, he's the best Glenn player I've ever seen. I suppose I started playing alongside him when I roomed with him at an All-Ireland Minor Final in 2001, and we've been good buddies ever since. Like, he's a standout, he's a leader, he's an inspiration. What I would say about him, I suppose, now is he's aging a bit, but the performance he gives when he needs to give him, how he gets himself right for the big days. I could have told you, like, the Tuesday before last weekend that he was going to be massive for us, and he was. Like, he didn't play in the Stars games this year, but he knew kind of like there was going to be kind of down the line he had to get himself right for. What he did in last year's final was phenomenal, and if no doubt he'll give a performance again next Sunday. There's no doubt in it at all.
And the county final last year, remember when David Cunningham got that goal in the second half, the stadium nearly shook.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we have a great support behind us. As I say, the place means an awful lot to the players, but what Glen Rovers means to an awful lot of people, it's fierce, and there's a fierce loyal crowd. The place rattled, yeah, I'll never forget it. It was as if the stands were going to come off and dump below and park your ring. But I suppose it was the hurt of 2014, it was the hurt of 26 years previous.
Yeah.
I think it was just a sense of relief. I suppose when Paddy got the goal, it was a real driving point. We were definitely close, and I suppose that the roar that kind of carried us home then for the rest of the game that day.
And to be part of a team to end that 26-year wait as well, it must have been unbelievable, whole celebrations and everything that week.
It was an unbelievable week. It was incredible. I suppose it was great to be a part of it. There was probably an awful lot of people put in as much time as we did in the previous 26 years who didn't get as fortunate. But it was great, and I suppose we'll always be remembered for the ones to do that. The week and month that followed, probably 3 or 4 months that followed, were memorable. Some of it isn't so memorable, but it was great. It was great. And I suppose we're going in next Sunday now, and we know what a defeat can mean to the place and what it's like to be back up here after 2014. And we know what it's like to bring the cup over the Christy Ring Bridge and come back up through Blackpool after last year. So I think we know which one we'd like to experience again next week.
The whole week, how you handle all this build up and everything?
I suppose it might be a small bit different for me now this year. I had a little girl there, Ava, 8 weeks ago. So I'll be trying to get a night's sleep now as much as anything else. So things have changed a small bit that way, but I suppose as you get older, you know, the nerves and all that kind of stuff, not that you take it in your stride, but I suppose you're a bit more prepared and you're a bit more experienced, the week will be the same as any other week. The morning of the match will be the same. I come down here probably about 11:30 and I do a full warm-up, probably about half an hour's work. I just come down with my dad, we hit a few balls, kind of do a few sprints and stuff like that. It's just something I do before every championship match. Probably done it the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know why or what inspired me to do it, but it's just, that's kind of my routine. But the week will be, I suppose, getting yourself right. As I said, my priority will be getting a few nights sleep. Eating will be good and kind of stuff like that. There'll be a great buzz around here, and there'll probably be, we'll be training Tuesday and Thursday, but there'll be another few nights to just pop down just to take in the atmosphere. Because look, they don't come around too often. I suppose I never thought I'd play in four of them. This is going to be my fourth. So it's just to experience it and soak it all in, really. But a week certainly to look forward to. No point in hiding away from it. Obviously, you know, I've been picking up too many newspapers and stuff like that. I probably shouldn't be saying this now, giving an interview. But it's just to get yourself right mentally. Whatever you can do to put yourself in the place that you need to be at 4 o'clock on the Sunday. Every fella's different. But it's just to go through your own routine and just not to treat it too much different from any other day, really.